And then, so who are you and what brought you to the Green and Healthy Schools Conference?
Yeah, I am a parent volunteer. My children went to Milwaukee German Immersion School, and while I was there, I noticed the kids just played on asphalt. And I'm a landscape designer by trade, and so that made me, you know, want to do something. And Herr Lammers enlisted a group of parents and teachers to help beautify the school. And so several years ago, we did what we could do just as volunteers. We did some things in the courtyard. I helped lead a project, and there were lots of volunteers that came and installed an outdoor classroom, and we put in some grow boxes. But we realized that, you know, we can only do so much as volunteers, and there's no way that we could get into that asphalt. So a few years later, we were very excited to hear about Green Schools Consortium of Milwaukee. That was just so exciting. And so we attended, and we learned more about it. We applied again, and then we got the grant, which was just, I mean, to see, we were even just talking, just to see where we were before, several years ago, and just to be here now with all of the resources and the support to make a difference, and that there is going to be an incredible difference, is very humbling and mind-blowing. So we're just so excited.
it's interesting your perspective as a parent, but also a landscape architect, kind of coming to bear.
Yep.
You saw something that was sort of a problem opportunity
yep.
at your schoolyard.
Yeah.
And then would you say that your interest kind of motivated them to think about this, or was there other
Well,
or other
the desire was definitely there. And any school is going to have a challenge with, you know, what can we get funding for, and what can we actually do, and what needed to be done is far beyond what we could have ever gotten funding or volunteer help to do. So this is just really incredible.
So tell me a little bit about the plan right now. So you're in fundraising, and
yep.
there's a conceptual plan that's got a lot of bells and whistles to it. Walk me through what some of those.
Sure.
Awesome
so
components.
A lot of the plan, we had students from, I think it was MATC.
Yeah.
They worked on putting a design together. They did a great job.
CDS, maybe.
A group of students helped put together a conceptual plan, and so we incorporated all of the things that everyone wanted and needs, and so we kind of came up with, we're hoping to include as many German elements as we can to it.
What does that look like?
We want to create almost like a city center. So there's a round area with different parts to it, and around that is a little bicycle track. So it kind of, it will have the feel of a little road that goes around the city. And then in the middle, there's going to be a circular center. We hope to make it out of pavers, kind of give it a village feel to it. So we want to bring those German elements, but we also want to, you know, make sure that the space is usable for the physical education programs, and also has a lot of natural parts. Another part that we're hoping to do is bring in trees along the outside of the building to shade it and to cool everything down. So without all the bells and whistles, if we can even just get trees in, we're just excited. So and we are going to have the water is going to be redirected to a better drainage system. We're going to have those lovely gardens that will just soak everything in. So we're excited. It's way more than we ever would have imagined.
So you're excited about the next steps as well.
Yep.
So this would be a 2023 construction.
Yep. Pretty soon we are we're embarking on the design process, and so we're gonna fine tune the conceptual plan and hopefully just really, really make it fun, creative, and something that will last for decades to come.
And so I love the aspect of connecting the Germanness to the physical space, because that's obviously a part of the identity of the school, the mission of the school.
Yeah.
And so you're taking that really to heart to the built infrastructure as well.
Yeah.
Will your students benefit from it, or they have graduated out by the time it's been
built? So we actually, we aren't in the school district anymore.
Okay.
But I am a dedicated volunteer, and I will see this through.
That in and of itself is encouraging to hear.
So my kids still come, and we pull weeds, and we actually installed a butterfly reading garden. And so we've been trying to maintain that, and it's been really fun to just even take a little strip of grass and to just hear the crickets come and life, and it's just a little difference went a long way. So my kids have been helping install things and putting in hours to pull weeds, so they're definitely a part of the process still.
What have you learned from the conference today, and who have you networked with?
So I'm here for part of it. I think it's a great opportunity to network. So I've been able to network with those that will be involved in the design process and those who've already been building, and I'm going to go to the maintenance class, so I really want to learn what works, what doesn't. I want to learn from all of, you know, people who've walked the walk and done this, so that we can keep making it better and learn from those mistakes and learn from successes. So,
cool. Heather, thank you.